This is Angelo Rivera, starting off with my interview for a MBK fellow peer for the for our MBK internship. I'm going to be interviewing Marcus Treese in over Zoom on July 19th, 2022. Marcus, do you give me permission to record and make public this oral history?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Let's start off with the first question. Please share as much basic information as you're willing to share, such as your name, your age, the school you went to, your neighborhood, your place of origin, and your ethnic identity.
All right, so my name is Marcus Treese. I'm 17 years old. I just graduated from Albany High School. I'm going to UAlbany for college. I grew up in Albany. I was in Troy before, but I grew up in Albany mainly. And I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am black.
Sick. All right. Next question. If I were to live an average week in your community, what would I experience?
Well, it kind of depends where you are in my community, really, but you would just experience a lot of mentors would be around you. So, like, especially with sports, there's basketball where there's a lot of people that used to play back in the day, and now they're giving back to the youth, so they would have a lot of clinics and drills and everything. And also, like with football and soccer and everything, they got a bunch of little, kind of like Little League, where they just have a bunch of events going on, and you just could feel that presence everywhere you go. And there's a little bit of violence, but it's not too bad. It just, you got to keep your wits about you, really. Just be aware and be with the right people. So.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've never heard of a community like that.
Yeah, it's
That's
pretty
cool,
good.
man. Okay, how did you become involved in MBK?
Well, I don't know if you heard of him before, but there was a fellow, it might have been last year or the year before, Robert Glover. So he kind of brought me into MBK, and also Miss Newman, which was one of my mentors. She told me about MBK and how I should join it, so that's how I got into it.
Okay. I was in something similar where one of my friends told me I should join and I had nothing to do.
Yeah,
Pretty cool.
exactly.
Okay, so when you joined, what did you expect to get out of it?
I didn't really expect something except for like guidance, I would say. I expected guidance because of just how well developed the program was and how they had a bunch of mentors lined up to like help us at any time.
True.
But that was really all I expected. It wasn't too much.
I got you. Describe the impact of MBK on your community.
MBK has a great impact in our community. There's a lot of events we had, like the Toys for Tots drive, the giving book bags to kids before school starts, and just food pantries. So, like, we had different events where we would just give back to the community a lot.
That's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah.
Has MBK altered how you look at your identity and culture? If so, how?
I wouldn't say altered, it just made me more aware of my identity. Because just a lot going on, like in the later questions, like just a lot that's going on right now, how as an African American male, you really gotta be careful where you're going and what you're doing, because you could get caught up in something that you don't want to. And you just gotta be aware. So the identity really, it didn't alter me, but it really just made me more aware of who I am and how I gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's been like that for years too. So,
Yeah.
god damn. Okay.
I feel like it's just more, like it's been going on for years, like you said, but I feel like it's more put out there now, if that makes sense.
I get what you mean, 'cause like as someone who isn't African American, like I was never even aware of like how you need to be aware of where you go or else like something bad could happen.
Yeah.
And until like the shooting in Buffalo and stuff, I realized, damn, like this stuff happens a lot. You really do gotta be careful. That's crazy. Okay, are there any adults and mentors in the program that you've been able to lean on?
Yes, there's many adults I've been able to lead on. One of them I actually interviewed for this, and it was like mentoring. He mentored me throughout the whole year, and we went to the DC trip, had a fun time there. There's a lot of different mentors that were involved in my life and had different opportunities for me. So like we had what was it, a banquet I had to go to, and I was just helping them out. I had like the introducing speech and all that, so it was pretty cool. But just helping them out, and then they would help me out whenever they could. So I appreciate them.
Like how did they help you out?
So like they had different scholarship opportunities. What else? I won a laptop one time from one of these
Oh,
events we had.
sick.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
Cool. All right. Has being a part of MBK in a moment of national racial injustice created a sense of community and or activism?
Can you repeat that again?
Has being a part of MBK in a moment of national racial injustice created a sense of community and or activism in your branch of MBK?
That's a tough question.
It's pretty much like, did anything change once like everything started going down in 2020?
Like, did, me think. So, like, did anything change for me or, like, for MBK, you're saying? Or I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, as in like, let's say once George Floyd was killed and the protest started, like did anything happen in MBK? Did you guys talk about it? Did you do
Oh, okay.
any activities
Yeah, we
about it?
talked about it with, especially like even a Buffalo shooting, we talked about it briefly, and it was a touchy topic for some people, but
I can
yeah, we
imagine.
definitely brought sense to it, and yeah, we definitely talked about it. We didn't really do anything physically, but we just had those tough talks that were well needed, you know?
Yeah, of course. Okay, could your MBK chapter have done more to address the injustice being protested?
I feel like not really, because most of it, I would say it's individually you gotta have that drive to do it, because MBK can't really force you to, pursue that, if that makes sense.
I
Because
get
like
you.
some people, they strongly believe in, going to help that out, but others are like, no, I'm afraid to do that because of the, the risk of what's going on. So it's kind of like a catch 22.
Oh, yeah. Never thought about
Yeah.
it like that. Okay. How did the pandemic impact your local MBK chapter or your experience in MBK?
Affected me really a lot last year, especially last year, where most of our meetings were virtual, and
Yeah.
it was beneficial though in a way, because now we like know how to use all the technology and all that. So like we had like cooking, what's it called? We would cook, like, how can I say it? We'd have a cooking class. There we go. We'd have a cooking class over Zoom, and it was pretty cool. They would like deliver the food to us, and then we have different meals to prepare, and we'd have someone teach us how to cook certain things.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's
I got
crazy.
photos and everything. Yeah.
Huh.
It was pretty good. And then, kind of like, did you go to a symposium before?
MBK Symposium? I don't think
Yeah.
so.
Well, I went to that this year and also last year. It was pretty good, where you just meet a bunch of different people and see who else is like going to be an MBK fellow. So it was pretty cool. It was kind of limiting, but at the same time, I'm glad we did it because we just know all the materials we have. So.
I'm like taken aback by how like your MBK like even mailed you guys stuff in order to
Yeah.
keep you like engaged. That's so
Yeah, we had
cool.
it this year and last year, so it was pretty good.
Damn, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you engage with MBK?
Well, kind of like what I said earlier, just all the events that I went to, and then also I would say I'm a big part of some of the planning process behind it, I would say. Because like as a fellow, they had to step up a little bit and kind of help the mentors in planning events and all that. So just being more engaged in the program as a whole.
All right, I get you. Do you have a success story of MBK, either regarding yourself or a peer?
The only success story I would say is really, well, I guess say two. One being where we went to Washington, D.C., and we just saw the two different colleges. So we went to Howard, and then it was Bowie State. So it was pretty cool going there, 'cause I'd never been to Washington, D.C. or Maryland before. So, and then also, like I said earlier, winning that laptop, it was really good timing of doing that because I'm just going into college and I can use a laptop. So I'm glad I
Oh,
won
sick.
that.
Hey,
Yeah.
that's pretty cool. Okay, so
Yeah.
what, if anything, does your MBK program do really well?
I'd say my MBK program really, what does really well is just providing opportunities for us. So, like, all types of events and scholarships out there, too. It's like just this opportunity right now when you think about it. It's like I would have never guessed that I'd be talking to you today just about the scholarship, having to interview other people, engage with other MBK fellows that I never met before. I'm just having this opportunity, so I'm glad for it.
All right. All right. Will you use MBK in your future? If so, what learnings or takeaways from MBK will you use going forward?
Well, in terms of using MBK in my future, I would say just the leadership skills and public speaking skills. That's another one, because I had a lot of times where I had to speak in the community. I was kind of nervous at first, but MBK prepared me for that. So I'm glad that happened. And then just staying in contact with my mentors, like in the future, so that whenever they need help or I need help, I can always reach out.
Oh yeah, public speaking is terrifying, and you're gonna be
Yeah,
using
very
that a
terrifying.
lot, and you're gonna use that a lot in your future. So that's cool
Yeah.
that you already got the hang of it. All right,
Exactly.
so how do you think MBK has impacted your trajectory, either first in your social life, like how has it changed your social life, pretty much?
I'd say kind of hooking on public speaking a little bit because it made me more open. Like I'm not really talking to a bunch of people. Like I can connect with people and talk, but it's like traditionally I wouldn't just go out there and just start talking. So MBK really just made me a more open person in my social life, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, that would really be about it.
What about your personality?
Kind of the same. Just my personality changed where I'm more open a little bit. Still hesitant, but open a lot more.
How about your academics?
Hasn't really changed my academics, because throughout the whole time, my academics didn't really go higher or lower. It just really stayed where it was at.
I got you. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
How about your any leadership opportunities or your career?
Not really for my career, 'cause I've been kind of up and down in terms of what I want to do in my career. So, like, originally I wanted to do game design, but now I'm doing cybersecurity. So,
Ooh.
yeah.
You're gonna get bank. Nice.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. How can MBK have a bigger impact, say, on your community?
I'd say maybe, like, they already are in the community a lot, but just having more opportunities out in the community. So, like, having more events just to connect with the community a lot more.
Okay. Yeah, it's good when people know your name, when people know
Yeah.
MBK. Okay. Are there any challenges, limitations, barriers that your local MBK branch right now is not capable of solving?
No, I wouldn't think so at all. Because there's always something. Well, just the violence in the community. Like, we could still have an impact, but there's always somebody that's going to cause violence. So, there's
Yeah,
ways where
that's.
we could talk about it throughout the community and, kind of like, oh, get the guns off the street. We got to do this and that. But at the end of the day, there's always going to be somebody that wants to put harm. So, you just
Yeah.
got to. We could talk about it all we want, but there's always going to be something going on, if that makes sense.
That is really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there anything I didn't ask but should have? Is there anything else you want to tell me?
No, I think you got it all. Appreciate it, though.
Okay. So that concludes this interview with Marcus Treese. Marcus, thank you so much
No problem.
for your time, for participating in this. And all right, that's it.